This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Many Vermonters pride themselves on caring a lot about the environment, but it is a stark fact that 43% of Vermont's greenhouse gas emissions come from transportation. That's more than any other economic sector, and the percentage continues to rise. So one of the best ways to reduce carbon emissions in the state would be to drive less and take more public transit. The problem is the state's use of public transit is low, and it's basically not growing. VPR's Brave Little State got a question about all of this from Eve Jacobs-Carnahan of Montpelier, and she asked,
what will it take to create an effective public transit system that enables Vermonters to dramatically reduce automobile use?
Brave Little State host Angela Evansy, along with VPR's Peter Hirschfeld, set out to answer this question in the latest episode of Brave Little State. And Angela is here with me now to talk about some of what they found. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Mitch.
So the reasons that Vermont might not have a great public transportation network seem kind of self-evident. There's a low population here, low population density. We are super rural as a state. Is that it, or are things more complicated than that?
That's partially it, but of course there are some wrinkles. All told, Vermont spends about $40 million a year on public transportation, and it turns out that's pretty high compared to other rural states. That money funds a fairly robust network of public transportation that provided almost 5 million so-called user trips in 2018. So it's not like we don't have anything. But like you mentioned in the intro, ridership is low. You know, these buses and so forth are not at full capacity. And lawmakers say that until more people start using Vermont's existing public transit options, it'll be almost impossible to convince lawmakers to spend more money on upgrades or expanded routes. So that's part of the answer to Eve's question about what it would take to build out our public transit network. It's that all of us need to use the transit that our state already has. We have to walk the walk and ride the bus. In the episode, we met a woman named Marcia Kepnes. She's 71. She lives in Barrie, and she's legally blind, so she can't drive herself. She used to get around okay by bus, but then her knees gave out, and so now she can no longer walk about the mile it is to the bus stop from her house. So now Kepnes relies on volunteer drivers from the Vermont Association for the Blind and what are called demand response buses run by Green Mountain Transit. Basically, you call ahead for your ride. So she does have some options, but in order to assure a ride, Kepnes told us that she often has to book a week in advance. And she says that can be really stressful.
How am I going to manage and rearrange my life, and who can I ask and who can I count on if I've got an urgent need? Boy, that is a tough thing. That is very hard. It's very, very stressful. This is half my life is planning my transportation.
Wow. So, Angela, to really improve Vermont's public transit network for people like Marcia Kepnes and really all of us, you mentioned that more people would have to use the transit that the state already has. Beyond that, though, can you talk about some of the other answers that you found to Eve's question?
Yes. So beyond ridership, there are some other solutions we heard about, though none of them is an overnight fix. A transportation consultant we talked to named Stephen Falbel told us that the magic bullet answer to Eve's question is to make parking more expensive.
The number one issue, really the number one, two, and three issue is parking. The availability of parking, the location of parking, and the pricing of parking. High parking charges will get people to take the bus instead.
We also talked to an urban design consultant named Julie Campoli, and she talked about the importance of walkable communities that make it easier and more pleasant to leave your car behind, set out on foot, to catch the bus, and so forth. But she said, frankly, that's incompatible with the development patterns in much of Vermont.
We can't just spread out, you know, live everywhere off by ourselves on 10-acre lots and still have a way of getting around that is environmentally benign. And so I'm asking people to kind of own that.
I've been speaking with Angela Evansy, the host and creator of Brave Little State, about an episode that answers a listener question concerning public transportation in Vermont. You can find the full episode anytime at vpr.org or listen today during Vermont Edition at noon and again at 7 tonight. Angela, thank you so much.
You're welcome.